Milwaukee City and school officials say they're renewing their focus on early childhood education. They announced a new initiative Thursday. There aren't many details yet, but the goal is to help more of Milwaukee's youngest and poorest children learn how to read. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
State test scores show that only 1 in 5 Milwaukee public school students is proficient in English language arts. And there's a 35-point proficiency gap between Black and white children. At a press conference Thursday, school and city leaders acknowledged the status quo is unacceptable, and they pledged change.
It is radical change that has to be made for our young people. Our young children cannot wait.
Keith Posley is the new MPS superintendent. He was joined by Milwaukee Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton, who announced that the city has hired a leader for its new Office of Early Childhood Initiatives. State Representative David Crowley and Senator LaTanya Johnson also spoke. Here's Johnson.
We're guaranteeing our support to make sure that we do whatever we can to help close those gaps and to make sure quality early childhood education isn't just reserved for those with privilege, but it's reserved for every child in the state.
The announcement was big on optimism, but short on details. One MPS parent asked why people should believe that this effort will actually bring change. Superintendent Posley said they're still working on the specific steps that will be taken to improve outcomes for Milwaukee children.
This is a call to action to say we are getting ready to sit down. We have stated the problem clearly. We're going to sit down and embrace and work together on resolving that problem.
Posley was just named permanent superintendent last month. He's also spearheading a district-wide initiative to improve reading, writing, and math scores across all grades. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.